breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out. Ask questions or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
All right, Taekwondo. What's up, baby?
See the motherfucking Dean, man. What's going on?
Man, it's an honor. It's always an honor and a privilege to talk to greatness, brother. I appreciate you, man. Shit. So, yes, we got a good show today, man.
Go both ways, man.
Yeah, we have a great, great show today because I'm glad you sent me that Jordan Peterson video because I want to talk on that. But, guys, today we're talking about why women love bad boys. And, Ty, I'll let you go with it first because Ty sent me a Jordan Peterson interview I saw, and I'm just blown away by the shit he was saying. But what say you, Ty, on that while we get into this shit?
Yeah, definitely. That video came to mind when I came up with the topic because there's that big focus and attention on the internet, you know, that we see a lot of the stereotypical, what guys try to identify with as game.
Yes.
And they may be doing it without even, you know, unconsciously knowing why the woman even likes that stereotype or what, you know, qualities or characteristics makes that man attractive. So they throw in the baby with the bad for it rather than throw out, because what they try to do is they mimic the asshole attitude, but they don't really walk the walk. They try to talk the talk and look the look, but they don't really walk the walk. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to hand out right back to you.
Yeah, when I saw the Jordan Peterson, because he kept talking about the triad, this thing called a dark triad. And I think one of the things that were disturbing to me the most was the fact that, okay, this is what people don't understand. People don't understand that, okay, if you're not rich, you can never describe what it's like being rich if you've never been rich. If you've never been black, you cannot even describe the black experience. I mean, even though there are many non-black people who have wrote about the black experience, even though they're not even black, right? So when it comes to the bad boy, I don't understand why surface dwellers who don't have any game, who don't know anything about women or anything about us, think that they can break us down and define what we are by their interpretation from the outside. You see what I'm saying, Taekwondo? From them seeing us from the outside, they interpret, like you were saying, they interpret what they see, but they don't know what goes into what we are. Because here's the thing, Taekwondo. We don't even call ourselves bad boys. We just bad motherfuckers, but we never call ourselves bad boys. It's something that they gave us, man. It's a term they gave us.
Right. And, definitely go in on that, on your reaction to that video, because I'm curious to see, because the way it struck me as trying to scientifically understand human behavior from from a point of, okay, yes, the men and women act like this, and women tend to be attracted to these kind of guys. But I feel like the part they're missing, like you said, through that experience, is that you lack the insight.
Yes.
So they can have the sort of study of it and say, okay, well, you know, look at these traits, the dark child, well, agreeableness, arrogance, and X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
But they're only studying the playing parts from the outside in. But when you get the inside out advantage, what you kind of feel is that it has nothing to do with even the women, really. It has more so to do with the way these men interact with the world.
Yes.
And the women are merely being trampled by that, witnessing that impact. And then, like, the interesting part to me in that study was, though, that it can even be biological. You know, a woman may even be evolutionarily programmed to recognize this in a man and be attracted to that, whether she's aware of it or not.
Yeah, and hold on a second. And Mad Ant 22, please don't come here with that stupid-ass shit. We don't talk about Pookies and Ray Rays in here. We talk about man shit. So if you joking around, take your fucking ass out the room. We talking about some real shit here. All right, I'm going to keep you 1,000. Nah, I hate motherfuckers talking all that goofy-ass shit, talking about men punch holes in walls, motherfucker. We don't punch holes in no walls over no goddamn woman. I'm sorry. Anyway, as I was saying, Taekwondo. So, see, the issue that a lot of people are having is that from the outside, their problem is that they can't understand why we don't give a fuck. They can't understand why we don't worship women. They can't understand why we always are putting ourselves first. They can't understand why we say no. They can't understand why we walk away, why we don't give up or worry about things. And see, but what they do is they begin to interpret what they think. I mean, there's so – see, the thing, what's happened to the web, Ty, is that everybody has a voice now, right? And everybody's trying to manipulate these young men by coming up with terms. Like, men don't use terms. Men don't use high value. Men don't use – I mean, all the terms – it's like people who don't have game, they have to say, well, I need to come up with something. Because I don't actually know what game is, but I can pretend I actually know what game is. And then I'll use a kayfabe word or phrase or something.
I mean, it's this whole created world of worth.
Yes.
So, and honestly, that's where the viewer goes deeper in the rabbit hole, because then they start recreating the jargon.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I wasn't high value enough. It was in such and such nature of her to do that and choose that because of X, Y, and Z.
Yes, sir.
And because of this, that, and the third. And they might not even realize how, let's just say all this is true. She'll always go for the man, the next best man, and blah, blah, blah. They might not even realize that there are men out here who don't have shit to their name and will take a chick from a rich man.
All day.
We'll be giving her dick on the side. She's finessing her husband. The man she's with who has the value for the man who has not even probably half that, and she's in love with him all more, regardless of what materialistic things he has attributed it to him.
Absolutely. Guys, y'all want to call in 563-999-3056. If you have a question, guys, please put a Q in there. And then, Ty, if any of you guys have a question, they put a Q in there. Let me know. We'll pause and answer the question. But here's everybody tries to push this thing or concept of man or a concept of bad boy. But you can't push what you don't know. I mean, listen, Jordan Peterson, I'm never going to say he's not a smart individual. I mean, he says some good things, but what he's saying right now, I mean, we're not assholes or not. We don't treat people bad, Taekwondo. We don't treat – people think that we kick cats, we treat women bad, and we – are really cruel to them. The cruelty is the outsider that manipulates the woman, which we don't. The outsider that deceives and lies to the woman, we don't. What you see is what you get, and either you're down or you're not. But one cannot learn what a man is if one is not a man himself. So that person can only interpret us, and that's all we – everywhere we look, all we're getting is interpretations from everybody, Taekwondo. You got people over there in the red pills, all those manospheres. They're trying to fit a man in what their box is of what they think a man is. Sir, what say you, brother?
And sadly, the roughest – I would say the toughest part about it, you know, being a creator with a platform and an audience and influence is that you have the young, impressionable mind who are simply looking for, at their core, a sense of self, a sense of confidence. I think that echo just came in, so I'm going to just mute it for you. But they're looking for that sense of self, that the identity of who they are and what they can stand on as an individual. And when you throw all these terms, titles and you set the bar for them of what that standard of greatness or success and whatever that may be. Now they're trying to force themselves to identify with that or align themselves with that, whatever that is. That stereotype could be the bad boy, the rapper, the ball player, the athlete, or whatever the case may be. And they're doing these things. They're putting the cart before the horse because they're not even doing it for the love of the sport, the love of the game, the actual benefits of whatever that purpose of doing that act may be doing. And it could be so many different things, so I don't even want to get too specific. But with that being said, when the impressionable minds hear that, you know, message and they say, okay, well, I hate myself. I don't feel good about myself. What will it take me to do or get between myself and the self that I love? Well, women love this guy. Women love this stereotypical guy or this identity of a man. Let me become that man. And they're still never themselves. They still hate themselves, and they're still doing everything outside of themselves and never going within for that power.
Yes, absolutely. It's not a bad boy putting themselves first. Wait, what is this goofy? Well, I hate when people try to, again, here we go. Let's read this shit. It's not about the bad boy putting themselves first. It's about the man who do destructive things that harms and destroy themselves in the process of name being called a bad boy. Then they're not a fucking, see, there's no such thing as, okay, this is what you understand. There's no such thing as a bad boy, and this is why y'all getting it wrong. We're perceived as bad boys because we base everything off of our own personal experiences. We know our image is our only image we have, and we stand on that, our thoughts. And we don't look at trying to please anybody before pleasing ourselves. So, and this is why we are called bad boys, but we're not bad people. We're just people that love themselves. Go ahead, Ty. You got it, brother.
And I would catch that to say, and here's where we catch an opportunity for growth. So I'm going to try to find that common thing. All right, here. So catch this. Bad to who? Or by what standard?
Oof, oof, oof.
So, you know, there's a clip of Bob Marley, right? And he was talking about how in Jamaica, you know, the government was getting mad at, you know, people smoking weed or, you know, whatever the case may be, and they're trying to crack down on it by crime.
Yes.
And he said, the government says the weed makes you rebellious. And he said, rebel against what? So even when you use these terms or these titles, you have to realize what you are subscribing to and following and using them in themselves.
Yes.
Bad by what standard? Breaking what rule? And who made that rule and at whose benefit and why? And just because I don't blindly follow what I'm told.
Yes.
Or authority or right from wrong or morality from a given standard, I'm bad.
Wow, absolutely. And you're right, Ty, and this is what we're saying.
But I had to unmute you for the first 5 seconds.
No, yeah, you're right, Ty. Thank you. Yeah, just you good, Greg. Yeah, but see, what we're saying to you, Ant 22, M22, we're saying to you is that because you're not a man, you're doing what the average people like Jordan Peterson, they do. They try to interpret us. But one cannot interpret the mindset of a lion unless one is a lion. You see what I'm saying? And only a man can understand that men do not claim to be bad anything, but only to themselves. They claim that they're bad to themselves. And as they're bad to themselves, they only look to themselves to be able to answer their own questions. They look to themselves to be able to guide themselves on things. And yes, they will ask other men because the trust that they have in another man is greater than the average guy. I will ask Taekwondo, even though I'm a bad motherfucker, but I will even humble my fucking ego at the door because I know Ty may know some shit that I need to learn. You know what I mean? And see, that's what make men men. But see, y'all guys on the outside will never see that because you worship women more than you worship yourself. Ty, you got it, brother.
Yeah, I would follow up with that to say that what guys have to realize is, let's say we're having this discussion, right? And this is, we even spin off of that. If I'm sitting here saying, The woman loved this man. This is the bad boy. This is that identity. This is that persona. So then we go, well, bad by whose standard? What makes this guy bad? That he doesn't follow the rules? That he doesn't do what he's told? That he doesn't think like everybody else? And this is where y'all have to realize what you're being told is bad. Is it so bad that I don't believe and follow what everybody tells me and I do what I want to do for my own reasons? Or is it bad that you follow other people's reasons, which you were given, and then put on top of that, they were probably given their reasons by another person who gave them their identity. So now you're at the fifth level of this herd or this crowd, which is just following the next person that follows the next person. And you don't realize why when a woman meets a bad boy, she falls in love with him because it is essentially her only ounce of freedom.
Yes.
Freedom, why? Because he's a free thinker. Because he's not afraid to be rebellious. Or, to get into the terms that, Jordan Peterson used, disagree, not so low in agreeableness,
yes,
or low in this. All that is saying is that you're not going to fly any bullshit by me and we're just going to get along with it. Or I'm going to just let shit slide. I'm a powerful thinker, I'm a strong thinker, and in order to convince me otherwise, we need to meet, we need to talk. You need to really convince me because I'm stuck in my whys, and I've discovered my whys, and I believe in my whys. Now, when it gets to arrogance and narcissistic qualities is when they, you think you're perfect, you think you know it all the time. So it's sort of understanding your individuality and accepting your limitations at the same time and embracing it.
Yeah, so the thing is that, and in answer to this guy's question, this is what we're talking about. Listen, your mother or women are not manipulative unless you allow them to manipulate you. So I don't understand why we want to play a victim and why we want to sit here and act like you can't handle your manipulative mom. Get your fucking ass out of the manipulative situation. Grow some balls, get out of the fucking house, get your own life, and cut the cord. It's not hard. Y'all, this is why it is so hard for y'all to understand what men are about, because men handle shit. Men handle shit, okay? And that, wait a second, God, dude, let me go back. See, I love how ancient motherfuckers. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. Before we start, guys, for all you guys, all you all got this, for those days when you service dwellers cramp up and you can't handle what a woman wants, for all you guys when she has mood swings and she's irritable and things like that because she uses you as food, this wine is going to help you simp and stop simping. And stop tricking and M22 to give you comfort even on your lighter days. So why don't you have a nice bottle of male maxi pad wine? Male maxi pad wine for all you guys out there that want to pee between your legs and bleed. Have your box because this shit you're saying right here, a bad boy is a different interpretation than another motherfucker. I keep telling you something. My definition is not the same as the world's definition because I'm not of the fucking world, you dumb motherfucker. That's what you don't understand. You're of the world. You allow the world to form you, form your mind. You allow your parents to form your mind. You allow your loser-ass friends to form your mind. You allow women to form your weak-ass mind. I am not of your fucking world. I am of my world. So no, I do not know what you're talking about, surface fucking dweller. What say you on this, T?
Yeah, this comment wouldn't even strike me as something extremely important. I thought the last guy had something to say, but to comment on this, I would say, bro, listen, you just proved our point.
Jeez.
You just proved our point and thought you was rebuttaling something. It's the fact that the world thinks the same that is the problem.
That's the problem.
It's the fact that you're expected to. It's the fact that you're resisting even thinking on your own. Well, what is a bad boy to me? Why was bad put in front of the word boy? Where did this come from? And why is someone defending it? Well, if that's a bad boy, what's a good boy? And what's so wrong with being a good boy? Do women not like good boys? And you have to see the different courses and classes you get when you sign up to one school of thought. Bad, just in two words, bad boy. That one school of thought can teach you so many different classes and courses, which you don't even question because you already signed up for them all just by continuously saying that, repeating it out loud, and reaffirming the beliefs in your day-to-day interactions by reusing the word in whatever purpose.
Yeah. Antoine, thank you for the super chat, sir. Just take the box back. You're not ready to learn how to be a man. It's not going to work for you. You don't know how to listen. You don't know how to follow instructions, and you want to do things your way. And then you want to ask the question. You want to ask a trigonometry or calculus question, and you don't even know how to count from 1 to 10. So don't waste your time. Just go back to those red pills and lies and deception. You're not ready to be a man. But anyway, let me get back to you, what you were saying, T. See, this is what's going on for a lot of you guys out here that y'all don't understand. A man is not bad. What makes him bad to a woman is because she can't get away with shit. What makes him bad to the average guy is because he can't understand why he's kissing her ass, why he's driving her around, why he's putting up her pictures and fixing things, that he has to wait weeks just to get a hug where we're fucking the first day or the first night. Or here, better yet, we fuck when we're ready to fuck or when we choose to fuck, basically. They can't understand that because all of this is built on a self-perception of how we perceive ourselves, not the world. The world is going to look at us the way it wants to look at us, but we are not what the world sees. But that's what draws women into us because they've never met us before. T, what say you, my brother?
And that's what guys have to understand. It's not even as complicated as the studies can make it. It can get deep. It can get complicated. It can get complex and be explained in such a way we could be talking for hours. But simply, in the simplest way possible, we are freedom.
Freedom, pure.
In every way that you can think of. Freedom of thought, freedom of expression, freedom of feelings, freedom of everything. But the problem is that as a kid, as growing up, you have this. It's already within you. You already have your own blank canvas of an identity and wildly, open-mindedly just go through the world. The problem that happens is you are told who to be. You are taught by somebody to be somebody to somebody. And this whole worship of somebody-ism. So in doing so, this is where ideas and theories and topics like this come up. The bad boy. Who is that? To who and why? And then even as an individual, even when we get into situations like that, that's why I said I like that comment earlier where the guy said, you know, the whole manipulative mom thing and blah, blah, blah. When you have independence of mind, somebody could be angry. Somebody could be sad. Somebody could be hateful. Somebody could be happy. That's their individual experience that should not impact yours. You should always have your own individual reaction, perception, thoughts, and viewpoint. You should never sign up for what somebody has of you for you because the world will always do that.
Yes.
I may go on stage and say one word or I may say a title. I'm a dating coach. There are different things. 10 people might think different things about them two words, but it doesn't change who I am. I am not who they say I am. It doesn't even matter who I am in their eyes because, in fact, I am who I define that I am. And I choose who I am through every decision and action that I make.
Right. And the reason, gentlemen, that we're so bad is because we are sex. We are actual sex, man. The reason why we're sex is because we don't need it to survive. We don't need women like you guys do. We don't need their attention like you guys do. And yet, because we don't even need it, yet they always give it to us over and over again because they love to be loved by a man. but they hate to be loved by someone who pretends to be a man, or someone who doesn't understand a man, or someone who does not have information on how they are to themselves. You guys don't even have an image or abilities or perception of who you are and why you are what you are. And I can tell you this much about Taekwondo, as I know myself the same. We are always learning and working on ourselves. We're not, what comes along, but unfortunately, what comes along are a lot of women, because we reach them at a place, and I always say this, Ty, their core. It's the one place that the average guy doesn't even know he has, more or less, he can't even get the woman to that point of her life to reach her core. Where we know, Ty, not only can we get her to reach her at her core, but we can elevate her and we can educate her. We can show her how her mind can go beyond her edge of thinking and show her why us. We don't pander. But it just blows me away how these guys don't want to be men. They rather pretend to be bad boys.
Now, listen, you hit it right on the nose, because then I would expand on that. It's then back into that comment of we are sex. So I could just hear people's minds just exploding. I hear the fizzle from the light bulb exploding. I can hear it all. So to take it a step back and just to give it to y'all in a baby's spoon-fed manner, take your own life. You live in a world where people think the same, react the same, watch the same social media stories, let's say read the same books, have the same conversations. They all in that loop all the time.
Yeah.
Take a woman. She meets a man or an individual, right, who not only shows her that there's more out there, from the sense of life and what she can be her in herself, not just with me, but that she, what she can be for herself within herself, and that when she's around me or when she talks to me, I'm simply an Uber or a plane ticket to a land she's never been to, as I say, Dooneyland. But at the end of the day, you are freedom in every way. You are sex in every way, because from the moment she's had a conversation with you, it's not small talk. And, oh, wow, what's your dog's cousin's auntie uncle's name? Which you're not talking about the same things the other guy's talking about. And you're not even trying to impress. And here's the killer part. You're not trying to impress, right? Because for the simple fact that she will already be impressed. Because she has never met a man who just simply is. Not for her, not being what he thinks she wants him to be, but he is himself in his own divine individuality. And this is such a deep thing and a simple thing to understand and talk on, because you can see why Jada Pinkett, Tupac's been dead for fucking
and she still
50 million years. And she still thinks about him.
Can't get him off.
You still have clips of Tupac being as free and as bad as he was. Imagine knowing him one-on-one. Of course she was addicted to him. Of course she loved Tupac. Because she probably, and sadly say, she probably has never met a man who lived on his edge as he did. Who didn't sign up for the bullshit. Who did what the fuck he wanted to do on every level. I'm going to think what I think. I don't care who it makes uncomfortable. Because guess what you do? When you sign up, and to spin it back on the bad boy thing, when you sign up to the idea of the bad boy, you are already signing up for what it is to be a good boy. And in doing so, all of your behavior, all of your freedom of expression and thoughts is already being caged. Or constricted on a sidewalk, if you must. Because now you're saying to yourself, who do I have to be for the expectations of my environment or the world around me? Rather than saying, who am I?
Absolutely. And for many of you guys, again, y'all want to call in, the lines are open. If y'all want to join or ask a question, put a Q in there. But, gentlemen, it is, and what y'all don't see that what Ty is trying to say, even with the Tupac Jada thing, it's the values that we have for ourselves. It's the belief that we have in ourselves. It's the principles that we live on. It's our character that we're always, it's a character, but many characters that formulate one character that can shift to several characters, meaning that, again, like I say, we can shift up from being romantic to smooth to sensual to seductive, to shift down to be kinky, to be dirty, to be nasty, to be naughty, or a combination of those things. That's part of our character. But we also are talented in the bedroom. We are talented with our hands. We're talented with our tongues. We're talented with our mind first. We are very talented, and we have abilities. We have personality. We have things that can show a woman that we can push her beyond her edge, like I said before, and that's what makes them mad because they cannot control us. That's why they call us bad, because they can control 98% of you. I take out the gay dudes. They can control 98% of you guys, but they cannot control us. And in that, they begin to lose control. And by losing control, they begin to want to more try to gain that control, thus lose more of it. And then they fall into lust. They want to sleep with us fast because, again, it goes all the way even to nature. It's procreation of the top motherfucking dog, and we're the top dogs. And we don't have to be good looking. We don't have to have chiseled bodies because I tell all you guys, men come in different colors, in different races, different sizes, in different shapes. We are not defined by our height, our weight, or our look. Where you out guys above the surface, you are worried about things women worry about. Women worry about their body image, and women worry about their status like fucking Kim Kardashian type things. Men don't do that kind of shit, man. Tell you got that, man.
And here's the killer, because the only argument that someone would try to make is that, well, if I'm dealing in a world which is materialistic, which looks at status, value, and judges me based on these things, well, what do I do? Guess what? That's where you win. That's where we win. Because let's say even if I got money or don't have money, or I have status or don't have status, the moment I still stand on who I am as an individual, I don't even let her bring that into the equation. She may, from her own mind and her level of filter, may look at me on the surface of, okay, this guy's handsome, he's taller, he's short, he's younger, he's old. She may be judging me through her filter, but over time, just by her talking to me, she won't even scale me on that scale. But she could, because she starts to realize I play a different game. I'm in a different world. None of that matters here. How tall I am, how big the muscles are, what she think about my identity or my appearance. When you step into my mind, none of that matters. How I dress, how I don't dress. And in fact, let me be a strategic enough man. I'm going to use your own perceptions and judgments against you. Play a sheep and be a wolf in sheep's clothing. But to take it back a notch, you got to understand that's where you win, because that's where most guys will sign up to the way the rest of the world thinks. I mean, let's just take a simple level. Let's look at how most people will say, okay, well, I need college to be successful. Well, I need this to be successful. And then you look at the guy, well, you think about who told you that and who made you believe that, and then think about the example of the person who doesn't do that. Think about the arrogant Floyd Mayweather, worth such and such $100 million or billions of dollars, and look at how he lives his life. He doesn't follow that rule. He doesn't sign up to that idea. So imagine the initiative or the internal structure that he has to have as a man to simply do what the fuck he wants. And imagine that on every level. How he thinks about going to school, how he thinks about having sex with that woman, how many women he thinks about messing with. Because a lot of y'all may not even realize your monogamous thoughts and you signing up to monogamy might not even be just because of the simple fact that you want that one woman and you want to be loyal to her, but because of the simple fact you're still signing up and subscribing to the school of thought you were given in society, and that it's wrong or it's bad to do something different and to be different. And that's the bigger picture to this. It's not even about the woman or the bad boy. It's why is it bad and wrong to be different when you were already born different?
Yeah, we got a call. Let me bring in 310. And I just say this one time, M22 will ask you one last time, please, if you're not ready to learn, please just get the fuck out. I'm going to warn you one last time as a nice person. But if you come up with that bitch-ass shit again, I'm kicking you the fuck out. So just say some bitch-ass shit again and watch what happens. Eric Code, hey, nice call. Eric Code 310, how you doing, sir? How can we help you? What's your question, brother?
So far, so good. What's up, Steve? What's up, Todd? I just want to get some clarity on what I could do to better my character, because I feel like I'm fucking dry, like I'm boring or something. I don't know. I know,
what do you mean?
You have to ask yourself. Steve, let's do some reverse coaching today. How about this?
All right.
So rather than give answers, we pull them out. So now, Carl, let's start with this. Is it your character that makes you interesting? What makes you, a man interesting? Is it his character?
Honestly,
help me understand.
Honestly, I think I'm fucking interesting because from when I was younger,
if you mute me, you got to unmute me to hear him.
Okay. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Sorry, I hear you, Steve.
All right. So look, what makes a man interesting? Is it his character?
Say it's him, but I feel like I can't get other people to see that for some reason.
Well, let's stay back to the original question. Just let's focus on this question by question basis, because what I'm going to try to do with this reverse coaching today is rewire y'all thinking. I don't even want to give you an answer. I want you to think for yourself and work your way through it. So let's say this. If you say it's from a man's character, which makes him interesting, well, where is your character? What is your character? What is that? Your words. What is that character?
I feel like I just had a change of identity because I came to the realization that I no longer want to skateboard, and I've been skateboarding for like 15 plus years.
Well, how do we get to skateboarding? Well, I thought we were talking about character.
My character skateboarded for so damn long, that's why.
Your character. What is your character? We still haven't described what character is to you.
You're not your
character. Can we at least agree on some definition of character before we get into descriptions of that character?
A thing that makes you you?
Are you your skateboard?
honestly, you have, so damn well, long, I thought what? I thought we were almost the same. But then that shit that Ty said, that he said something along the lines of, like, you could do a thing because you're chasing validation. And that hit me like a bus. I was like, damn.
Let's not get too far. Let's walk this through. Don't lose me. I got a small head. Not smart. So just let's take our time. So let's get back to this. So when you went into your character and you talked about skateboarding, and you define yourself based on the activities you have. Isn't that superficial? Don't you think?
Yeah.
A skier or a race driver, or is that your character or is that your hobbies?
That was my hobby. It was my hobby.
All right, so let's get back to the character. What is character? Because I'm asking this question it's kind of confusing to me that you came in and tried to change something you don't fully understand. So how can you really change it? If I said my knuckle on my suspension in the back part of my car is fucked up, and then you don't even know what a steering wheel is, how can we fix the suspension?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Kinda. Fuck. I don't know.
Wait. What don't you understand, man? How old are you?
I'm 25.
All right, so what don't you understand, Dweller? Talk to me.
So I'm focusing on myself, and I just started a business, yada, 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 but I don't feel fulfilled, I guess, because I don't have no one that's down to fuck with me. And
wait,
what do
you mean down
to
fuck with you? Down to fuck with you as for what? As in what?
As in, like, kick it type shit. Like, not even, like, doesn't even have to be a bitch. Like be
Ooh-hoo.
A dude.
Are you done crying?
I am fucking crying.
Are you done crying? Well, why are you crying like a little girl? Why, this is what's wrong with y'all people. You, in order, again, you have your own business, right? Right?
Yeah.
Because it's something you wanted to invest in, right? Because you knew he was going to get a return on your investment, right?
Yeah.
So if one needs to learn game, don't you think one might need to invest itself into a mentor to help him grow?
I didn't want to go there only because
No. What I want you to do is go to 555 Sycamore Lane and go make two lefts by the ferry place and make a right by the unicorn, and you can find wherever you want right there. Because here, I'm going to tell you what your problem is. You don't want to learn game, and you want to cheat the game. And you're a lazy fucking individual that this is why you lose. This is why you're going to lose in business, and this is why you're going to have a loser fucking life, because all your weak bitch-ass life, you've been trying to cheat the game. You cannot cheat the game. And as I was telling you, see, I told him about that. Like, I'm not trying to, I don't want to go there. Then you don't want to do that. Then why are you wasting our time with all this whiny ass shit then if you don't want to learn?
Excuse me. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is for me to hang up on your fucking ass. Area code 954. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hello?
954. Well, once, yes, what's your question? What's up?
What's up, y'all? I'm saying hi to Ty. What's up, Steve? So my question is straightforward. So you guys give some great knowledge. And what is the best way you think to pretty much put that knowledge to use? Because most of us, you know, don't go out to public all the time or, like, meet random people, like,
you're saying it wrong. All of you don't look in the mirror. All of you look out of the window at a false image of yourself of which you think the world wants you to be. See, you don't need to go outside your door to become a man. You need to go inside your door and look in that man in the mirror and see what you're not, and then get the necessary help to be able to be guided by what you need before you walk out that door. Ty, you got it, man.
No, precisely that, because what you don't realize is you decide. There's somebody that has never heard of either of our channels that probably does everything we talk about on another side of the planet, never heard about any of this shit, and lives this to the T perfectly, executes it well. Why do you think that is? Do you think that's because we taught him how to do it, or he learned from us, or that he just decided to be that way and chooses who he is as a man?
Okay.
You choose who you are. You could get fed up. You could probably never watch a YouTube video on game. Get fed up one day and say, you know what? I'm tired of being scared in my life. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to do what the fuck I say I want to do and be a man of my word and then change like that.
Yeah, but Ty, caller, I want to ask a question. What is all this go out? We people like us don't go outside and talk to women or whatever. What does that mean? What are you saying about that, sir? What's that?
So basically, after high school, you don't really be in much social environment unless you want to go to the club, to restaurants and stuff like that. Or you might catch a lot of people at the mall.
Let me get this one. Based on whose lifestyle?
Regular broke people lifestyle.
Oh, man, you. How old are you, man?
So would you rather
21?
So would you rather stay in the lifestyle that you don't like and settle, or create a new lifestyle? Just make it simple. I'm not judging anybody, because and don't even say regular broke people. I know a lot of people with low funds that manage. I'm about to say, I know a lot of people that manage their, that put money together, save to the side, might spend something to go on a trip. Listen, let me give you an example. It was a friend of my dad's, right? But me and him got real close, right? So he told me how he's going to move to Colombia for 3 months. Because I think it was Colombia, but something like that. You don't have to get citizenship for 3 months out there or something like that. He's going to do whatever the case may be. He taught himself Spanish. He's over like 50. He's like over 50 years old. Taught himself a new language. Learned their cultural dances. And is going to move out there for 3 months. Go around and ask how many people, after they graduated school, got a job, got a house, and then got some kids, and then just signed up to that regular, and just signed up to that milk train of life. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that anyone can do anything. You can do anything. I could literally end the stream right now and close my computer, walk outside, butt-ass nigga, run in the middle of the street and do service. I could. Carlo, you could go on your refrigerator right now and Batista bomb the floor. You could. You can do anything, bro. And the more complicated the plans is, the more you have to think on it and put it into motion. But don't settle. Don't accept something. You see what you just did there? Yeah. Well, what can I do with, I'm regular and I'm broke, and I just have to do the best as a regular and broke.
But Ty, if you listen to what he's saying, all you're saying is you're a female victim. Boo-hoo. I can't go outside. Boo-hoo, there are no women out there. Boo-hoo, I'm poor, I'm broke. So why don't you tell me what is so special about you where a woman would want to open her legs, caller?
I'm driven, like Ty said. Although I'm broke right now, but, you know, I study IT. So I'm actually, getting certified.
Sir, that's what you do. That's not who you are. We're talking about the who you are.
Right.
You're living on the what I do. So let's move away from what you do. You're the one who came in here as a victim, as if there are not women outside your door. Yes, what?
All right. Who I am and what I think female would benefit from is that I'm very much of a spiritual guy. Like, I focus more on the intellectual part of life.
Listen. Drop the titles.
Right. Says the guy that says, what about I ain't got no money? Poor me. I can't go out and get no women. Poor me. What's up? What? Okay. Caller, the thing that you got to do is take all that, I'm a spiritual guy and I got guidance. Throw all that bullshit out of this conversation. If it's all bullshit.
Okay.
Because that's the lie that you're only telling yourself that to feel
good about yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
That's
not living who you say you are.
Thank you, Tease. That's why I fucks with you. See that, caller? So throw all that bullshit out. Now let's get rid of all that. Now tell me, what's so special about you now?
No titles.
All right. No titles. Basically, I help somebody, like my past relationship. I help them grow.
That's what you do. Wait. How can a loser help another loser win? You're a loser with loser thinking. He's a loser. So, no, that because you helped somebody, what, I need to give you a participation trophy? Again, I'm asking you, what makes you so special that a woman should open her legs for you?
Okay, I don't answer to that.
Well, just say you don't know. And then you'll understand why, even if you walk out your door, why you're going to lose, because you don't know. You don't know you. See, I can ask that to Ty, and Ty can go on for hours about himself. Ty can ask me, and I can go for hours. Yeah, don't even get me started. But this is the problem with you dwellers. You don't know yourself, and you don't know why you are what you are to you, and that's the problem, because you can't help yourself. And what is even being worse to you is that you are going on the YouTube streets and going and finding guys who don't have game, that are teaching you manipulation, that are teaching you lies, that are teaching you to use words like red pill, hypergamy, high value, you name all that bullshit. And all it's doing is making you worse than you are before you left the fucking house. And you don't even see it. You don't even see it, big dog. And that's the problem.
Okay. You're wearing
the titles. Caller, listen. Because what you end up doing is wearing titles like masks. These titles are your makeup. They're your Gucci shoes. They're your $1,000 dress, or the $1,000 pocketbook and book bag and belt that you wear, that give you a sense of self identity and strength. These titles, I'm this and I'm that. So that means what? So now let's say that let's take this title that you gave yourself. You're spiritual. I don't remember the other titles. So that means.
I focus on the deeper side of life, not just the physical reality.
So what happens when she takes away your spirituality? What are you going to do then, dweller? What are you going to do when a woman realizes your pussy is tighter than hers and she eats your ass up for lunch? Mr. Spiritual, are you going to sit there and hum your way through that shit?
Hell no.
But then but you're Mr. Spirituality. You see the good things. You see life and the birds and trees and the clouds and all that bullshit that you've conjured up just to hide the fact that you ain't got no game, man. And you really are terrible. And the fact that you're lying to yourself makes you worse than most of these guys in here, because you're lying to yourself about something you really don't actually believe in. But yet you're using that as an excuse why you can't get anything, which makes it even triply worse.
I was thinking what was going to be the follow-up. You about to tell me you were going to walk on water or something, man. You was about to kill it.
Nah, not that boy, yeah.
I just see the deeper things with my binoculars. And from her bush, I can just see her room. And come on, Brody.
But, yeah, what do you guys suggest then? What is the first step? Like, after this call, what is the first step would you guys suggest?
Wait, we'll have you think for yourself, okay? We're not going to tell you. All right, you ready? All right, I would be nice to put it in multiple choice, okay? If you want to learn game, do you go to A, Taekwondo, B, Steve the D. Williams, C, a lawyer, D, a chef, or E, an accountant, or F, all the above? What do you think?
Yeah, A and B. Steve, aren't both of you guys, Taekwondo and Steve, like, doing the same thing?
Then who are you going to choose?
Carla, listen, guess what? Here's why. Because to truly rewire and reform an individual, it takes periodic meetings, consultation calls. You may have one day you ask this question and it blows your mind. You take some time. My Patreon calls, you have to schedule a call. They have to at least be 1 week apart, because you won't just schedule a call, come back the next day, and then just jump back in with the same shit. You got to let shit marinate. You got to come back with more questions, work through the motions with yourself, then come back and evolve in real time on your own. I'll do that strategically.
Yeah,
because it may take multiple different occasions of pressing this button here and then getting this reaction and pressing this and
right
to make a long-term change.
Caller, do you know how many layers of problems that you guys have that you must clear out before you even go forward? You don't even see that. See, your mind is thinking that Ty and Steve can just give me one magical answer and I'll be a man. Doesn't work that way. You must work on yourself 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday, your spiritual day, sir. And all those days you got to do that. But yet, it takes a certain kind of man to do that. Everybody can't be a man, dog. You got to understand that. Maybe what you are is what you're supposed to be.
I understand.
Okay.
You could choose to conform to the rest because that's the easier thing to do. I mean, some people die, you know, signing up to and being the same their whole lives. I mean, you can choose that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to force change.
Yep, no one's trying to force change over here, but we got another call to take, sir. So any other questions you got, buddy?
Very much for the conversation we had, guys. Keep it up and show the surface dwellers how to act.
You mean show you how to act? You how to act? You're a surface dweller.
What do you mean by that?
You're a surface dweller. I mean that you're okay. And you remember the cafeteria where you used to go to school at? There was a thing called a winning table and the rest of you, right? So you're the rest of them. Not a winner yet because you don't have a winning mindset yet, sir. Okay? I say that with love, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, brother.
Y'all got to realize how easily triggerable and identifiable y'all are with these titles. I mean, a woman could come in a room full of men, and I wasn't going to get to that part. She could come in a room, and it's a room full of men, and she could come in here and be like, niggas be bitches, and I wouldn't flinch. I wouldn't even flinch. I wouldn't jump to defend myself. I wouldn't jump to get offended. I would even agree with her. Niggas be bitches.
They are, yeah.
It wouldn't even hit me nowhere near. But guess what? The first guy that goes, you a bitch, or fuck you too, that's the guy who doesn't know who he is.
Yes.
That's the guy who even thought that she could fix her lips to tell him who he was. That's the guy who doesn't know himself.
Yes, sir. All right, well, we got area code 437. 437, sir, you're on. What can we help you with, sir? What's up?
What's up?
437 going once. 437 going twice. All right, 437, call back when you can. Call back when you can.
I just heard somebody say hello.
Yeah, you just said hello. I mean, I gave him three chances. Call back. We'll wait because oh, God. 310, what do you want, sir? What do you want? How can we help you, man?
Steve Ty, I want you guys to know I paid the $70 two different months to get the mentorship. I'm not fucking around. And what I meant by I didn't want to go there is I didn't want to say that I paid it and I've set up appointments and for some reason it didn't work out. And then when I finally understood what I was doing.
But you think two appointments is going to change years? You're 25 years old. So do you actually think two appointments change 25 years of bad thinking, sir?
No, I paid the $70 and then I in those months I tried like four times each time and they didn't work out. The second month when I realized what I was doing wrong, I got a message telling me.
What do you mean you tried? Try to do what?
I set up the call. I set up the call to get the hands-on catering to my life specifically, and they didn't go through, I guess, because I was under the impression that fucking this was in LA already, because I don't know, I'm watching the videos from the beginning just like my man recommended, because it's the videos build up upon the first one, right?
What is your question? We got out of the call, so what's your question, man? What's up?
I'll get to it. All right, fuck it. So I think I'm doing good in the business shit. I even have a proposition for you.
That still doesn't make you a man, though.
I know. Fuck. All right, so I'm going to go back.
Now, ask yourself, what's your point? Because you're just about to
It's like y'all guys, y'all surface dwellers, always want to talk about what the fuck you have versus who the fuck you are. You're talking about who you are type motherfuckers. We don't give a fuck what you have, man. Because what you have is the reason why you ain't shit. Because you have these things to cover up what the fuck you should be.
I feel like what you're telling me is wisdom, and I feel like that's what I need. and I don't have proper guidance system then.
All right. We asked the other guy. We already gave you the multiple
choice. You are what you need.
I'm what I need.
That's the thing. You are what you need. Can you be there for yourself? Can you coach yourself? Can you? And I appreciate the investment because I believe you're talking about, you know, my Patreon tier and, you know, however the scheduling might have went, and that apologize for that on my part. But with that being said, you also have to ask yourself, what did you think you were doing when you spent that 70, and why are you here? And a lot of times when I get my first call with people, I have to ask them that because their expectation of what they're doing and why they're doing it can change a lot about how they do it. For example, if you're paying that and getting on a call because you think I'm going to change your life, you're already starting off wrong. I'm only here to show you that you can change your life, to remind you of who you are. And you still have to define that. You still have to set the standard, set the bar, and figure it out. I'm not here to give every answer and baby step and give you training wheels. You got to get on that bike and fall and scrape your knee.
Yep. All right, so you understand that 310?
What I expect to get from the calls or whatever is just a better direction in my thoughts and a better understanding.
Hey, caller. This is why you lose.
Let me get this thing. Okay. Guess what? I love that you use that word, direction. I know you haven't seen my video of the allegory of the cave because one of the key parts in the metaphor the car was that you have the passenger, you have the driver who's following directions, and then you have the driver who can change direction based on their own will. Did you see that video without a greater cave caller?
Yeah, I watched it like 5 times trying to get a better understanding each of them.
Listen, you hope that the call would give you direction. You would already know from that video that that's not what you want.
But I did also say a better direction. I don't know if that changes anything.
Direction is direction if it's good or it's bad. You got to catch it. That video flew over y'all heads. I'm telling y'all. Listen, bro. I'm glad you used that word, direction. I'm glad you used that word. Why would you look for a direction from another person who's not driving your vehicle? When you crash, if I say left and you hit a fucking curve or smack the wall, who can you get mad at? Why can you get mad that you smacked that wall? Don't get mad at me. You decided to make that turn, but you were following my good direction. Who's to say I'm even going in a direction that's good?
All right, I'm going to switch now. I'm going to go in regards to maybe you guys could assist me with a bitch now. How you guys feel about that?
Say what?
All right, so now I'm going to turn this into asking for some help, advice about a girl.
Okay, so now we're going to take backwards. We're talking about deep shit. You want to go backwards. All right. So what's up? What's the word?
Because I understand.
Camera joint off if you know yet.
And I feel like I'll get the real answers once I try again with the Patreon.
Wait, what are you talking about right now?
I'm gonna try again with the Patreon, so I can get the hands-on catering towards my life. And for now, I guess I'll just use up the rest of this call to ask for help with this chick.
The last time I'll be with, you should not be getting it to get a better direction. You should be getting it to find out why you don't have your own direction.
That's the whole point of the thing. You have an expectation of what you think game is, and that's not it. And that's why y'all lose, because you come in with a false expectation and a hope. So you can't do that, caller. All right, but we got other calls to grab, sir. So we'll throw you back in. And thank you for your call. Thank you. Eric O 437 will open you up again, then you will get you 246. 437, what's your question?
Hello?
Man?
Hello? Yeah, so I just wanted to ask, because I didn't know who else to ask first. And, like, I just wanted y'all to, like, input on this situation that I'm in right now, you feel me? So, first, I've been with this girl for, like, 6 or 7 months, and, like, I don't know, like, actually, yeah, I've been with this girl for 6 or 7 months.
Okay, what's your question, buddy? All right, what's your question? What is your question, young man? What's your question?
Yeah, I just got to explain the, I just got to explain the situation first.
Oh, no, you don't need to explain the situation. You just need to ask us your question. Then if we need more answers for the situation, we'll ask. What's your question, buddy?
Because you, this, because it wasn't the situation that got you in the situation.
Wait, you said what?
So what do you
just ask the question.
What's your question?
That's what you got to realize.
You get to your question. What's your question?
Okay, I got my ex. Okay, so I got my ex pregnant. Like, I don't know what to do. That's basically like.
Oh,
so I just want to call you guys.
Hey.
Like, you guys
congratulations.
That's not a question.
That's not a question. But hey, congratulations. I'm glad you didn't take sex ed.
Like,
so
I
was.
I don't know.
You just want to share. Like, you just want to share information, bro. Please ask the question.
Yeah. What you got? Hey, if you got her pregnant,
appreciate
be responsible. It. That's it. There you go. That's hey. You should be wearing. Listen. You should be wearing rubbers, and when you talk to her, you should find out what kind of protection she has before you start smashing. So you got her pregnant.
See, the
be
thing
responsible.
Is, I was though. Like I had.
Sir, if it's not yours, if you don't know it's yours, get a DNA test. There you go.
All right, bro.
What was the context of saying that you got a woman pregnant? What are you about to tell us how you went in it? Couldn't get out?
Well, he got mad and hung up, dog. I would call him up and cuss him out, but hey, fuck him. All right,
nah, let him go. Let him go.
All right, 246 and 347. 246, what's your question?
Yeah, hello, good night. Good night, Steve. Good night, Tug. I was watching one of the videos about learning it. Not a video. I was watching a live stream on Twitch. He was talking about different sheep. This is like where you don't wear people's emotional skins.
I should ask the question.
How do I go about learning that?
How about going learning what?
Describe it in your own words. Let's just get it out. Because if you can't even understand the question that you're asking, you might have to ask another question. So let's keep going.
All right.
What is it in your
right
own words? Ask the question.
All right. When you let other people's emotions or, like, what they project to you, like, how do you not let it affect you?
How do you not let other people's emotions?
Wait, let me ask you a question. When you walk outside your door and you see a squirrel run across the grass, how do you not let it affect you? It is the same thing? How do you not let the bird that flies above your head affect you? How do you not let the clouds that are above your head affect you? Tell me. I'm just a caller. Tell me. How do you not let those things affect you?
I just don't. You don't study it.
Well, there you go. It's not as hard as you think it is,
thanks,
man.
Thanks a lot. You really put that in perspective.
Well, I try to give you a little perspective, but thank you. All right, is that it?
So how about this? Give an example of somebody's emotions impacting you.
My whole soul, it kind of talks it. Not even so talks it. It be up and down. So one person be, it holds be vexed, and I usually stick to myself to avoid that so I don't pick up whatever energy in your room. That was basically what it was referring to.
Think about this. I get the situation. Think about this. The same power and choice that they have to ruin your day, you don't think you have the same power to do the exact opposite, to make your day, to choose not to give a fuck?
There you go.
How do they have this so much power? Are they any more or less human than you? What makes them so different?
Nothing. Well, me.
You, exactly. You are doing all of this in your head. In reality, it is nothing. Because somebody else, take that same individual, let them bring them in the room and let them try to influence me. I might look at them like they got 10 fucking heads.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
This is the same person that might ruin your day in a heartbeat.
Okay. It usually doesn't bother me, but, like, I realize noticeably it's been increasing, and I starting to be more reactive to it. Normally, I just ignore it, but I'm being more reactive to it.
Only thing that should cross your line is through principle or disrespect. And then that's not, you're not correcting them out of anger. You're correcting them out of principle.
Okay.
And it can make you angry, but you still need to remember.
Yes, sis.
What did you say?
I listen. I said most of the time what they be doing is gaslighting.
Who's gaslight? Who is they?
Not the person.
Okay, why don't you say it right? I allow that person to gaslight me. Okay, say I allow that to let that person gaslight me. You got to take responsibility for this, young man. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we got other calls. Okay, buddy. All right, we hope we helped you, buddy. Stay up, man. Area code 347 and 304 next. 347, how can we help you, sir? What's up? Then 304. Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Okay. Hi, I'm Steve. Thank you for walking me a lot. But, so I have a question about, like, being prepared to run up at any time. Because I'm in high school, right? And I'm 18. But I'm in high school. And what would happen sometimes is I would see an attractive female. But she would come at the most unexpected time, and I'm walking to class, and I'm just like, fuck it, bro.
Wait, buddy, wait.
What is an expected time to see a bad woman?
But what is an attractive woman? Tell me what is an attractive woman?
An attractive woman? I don't even know. She just, like,
How can you make a statement of something you don't even know is, you don't even know what it is to yourself? So I asked you, what is an attractive woman? Only listen to what you're saying, young man. I'm trying to show you something.
Okay.
There is no such thing as an attractive or sexy or desirable woman. We're attractive, we're sexy, and we're desirable. And based on how they are to us, deem them sexy, attractive, and desirable. We just don't hand that over to him because she knows how to put her makeup on. She knows how to put a wig on her fucking head or put some fucking eyeliner and some mascara on. Why do you guys fall in love with lies, manipulation, and deception? That's all that shit is that they put on.
Bro, she just looked good, and I was going with her, but she came at an unexpected time.
But what did look good? You say she... Good. In order for what makes her sexy, attractive, or good looking? What makes her that?
What makes a woman look good to me is she seems to be more symmetrical. Confident.
Call her, brother. Look, brother.
I don't know.
You're the guy. Listen to me, young man. Never go to a used car lot ever by yourself. Never go by yourself. I forbid you to buy a car or any type of product by yourself. Because if anybody sees you come to that parlor, that lot, they're gonna sell you a jalopy and make you think it's a Porsche. But by the way you think, young man.
Look, I'm fine with stretch marks and I'm fine with love handles. I don't care about that shit. But I'm
brother, what has she said or done to show that she's worth your time? Nothing, right? Right?
Wait, she just never run up on a camera?
Oh, dude, can you please get your mouth off?
She could probably never open her mouth and get a ring from you.
Oh, my fuck.
I'm confused. I'm trying to ask questions.
It's not about her body, young man.
Think about it. You're giving her too much credit.
Yes, you're putting her on a pedestal. I want you to put you on the pedestal. So when you see her, this goes back to what we call bad boys. You want to know why we're bad boys? Because we're opportunity. when we see them, we're going to give them an opportunity to get with us. We're going to give them an opportunity to suck our dick. We're going to give them the opportunity to cook for us, them the opportunity to clean, and them the opportunity to worship us. Do you see the difference? We're giving her
opportunity. Your thinking is, can I get her?
Yeah.
Can I get her to come cook? Can I get her?
Does that make any sense, my brother?
Okay, so, yes. And how do I, like...
Bye. Okay, now, how do I... Do you have her number right now? Did you ever give her your number, or do you have exchange numbers?
Nah.
But okay. Then, hey, leave her alone. Hey, they call her. Leave her alone.
Bro,
I'll tell you why. Because your food, man. Listen, she is going to eat you and take your lunch, dog. She's going to take your lunch, dude. I don't want to see that happen to you. Just discharge it to the game and go and leave her alone because you're too invested in somebody who hasn't even proven anything. And once she realizes that you're like this, she's going to start to use you. So just throw her away, dog. Let her go. Charge it, okay?
But how do I, like...
By letting it go.
I let her go, but, like, how do I move on from that? Like, how do I start to
okay.
own myself?
Well, okay, wait. Are you standing up? All right, what I want you to do is I want you to move your leg. It's weird. Just think. Say I want to take one step forward, and magically you'll do it. Oh, my God. That's how moving away is. It's magical.
Oh, that's it? And then you just do that, like, how you carry yourself with everything?
Everything, man. It's not we don't move away from because we're not scared of. You're scared of the woman. That's why I'm telling you to move away. Because when you have fears and the woman who's very insecure realizes you has fears, she's going to run you. She's going to eat you up, dog. She's going to take your lunch, buddy. We don't want that to happen.
Got you.
Okay? All right, young man, stay in school and good luck, okay? We'll throw you back in. Let's grab area code 304, then 803. 304, you're on, sir. What's up?
Going once. 304, going twice.
304, we out. All right, next call. Area code 803, how can we help you, sir? How can we help you?
Hey there. This is David calling in. I had text in the chat earlier about me because I'm a trucker, and I was wondering maybe I'm just having this day that I'm probably not thinking clearly. But how can a trucker maintain the dating?
How old are you, big guy? Okay, you're 26.
No,
how long have you been listening to my? Okay, how long have you been listening to myself in Taekwondo?
Oh, I listen to both of you. I listened to you longer than Taekwondo for like a.
Regardless of how long you listen, here's my question: how the fuck can you ask that damn ass question you asked, brother? If you actually listen to us, how does that even become a question? If you actually listen to us, so that tells us you don't listen to us. You hear what we're saying, but you're not implementing anything that we're teaching you. What is you being a truck driver got to be different from you flipping a hamburger versus you washing a car? What's the difference?
I'll be busy barely whole time.
Oh, you're not busy. Different, you choose not to be. I can break your day down right now and prove that you're not busy. Do you want to do that? I know you don't want to do that, do you? Because you're talking to real motherfuckers here. So are you actually busy? Or are you just, you're lazy? Can we just either go lazy and not busy? Well, you can go busy if you want. Then I'll break it down and show that you're lazy. Do you want to go lazy or busy? What do you want to do?
I'll choose myself.
There are times when I can't even have a girl over my house until after 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know, for real, because you know what?
I got my night starts at 2 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock at night. You make time, bro.
Yeah, so are you okay? So are you going to admit that you're lazy or you're just busy? Which one is it? You can stand on busy if you want.
I guess I'll be having myself busy over the world. I'm not local. I'm just going state stuff. Like
okay,
that.
Caller. When did Ludacris sing? You remember that song Ludacris sung? I got hoes in different area codes. Remember that song?
No, I ain't never heard of that.
Okay, well, shame on you. Okay, well, here's the thing. As a man, you have them in area codes because if you know you're going into town, you have a place to stay, a warm bed, and a nice piece of ass waiting for you while you go into that town, and then you go into the next town is the same thing. So you should have women, if you're driving, you should have women all over the state, all over the country. I'm coming into town. Okay, well, I'll fix your food. I can't wait till you get here, and you're good. But you got to learn game for that, and apparently you don't have game, brother.
And, Carter, this is what you got to realize.
No, I'm going to be honest. I don't.
Busy. Can you hear me? Listen, I'm busy, let me make more time for bitches. You go, I'm busy, and then what time do I have left for women? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the whole idea that there's something wrong with you being busy or how much you work is already fundamentally the problem. I don't sit here and be busy all day and work all day and don't text anybody back or don't call nobody and then sit here and say, oh, well, I'm too busy. Let me just, I work with what I have. And if that's the problem with her, if she don't like it, then she's not the girl for me.
Understandable.
All right. So, is there any other questions before we move on, sir?
Yes. She sent me a text message. Another lady. It's Alessia.
Before you read this, before you read this, are you going to be able to call her afterwards? Because if not, just hang up. Because I don't want to waste our time. So you going to call her? Willing to call her after this? All right, so read the text message, and we'll tell you what this is up. What did she say?
Okay. Hello, Alessia. It's a good evening, especially when you're around me giving you foot a rub when you have a long day at work.
You actually said that shit?
I thought it was
what
nice.
What did she say? No, that was real creepy and weird.
Damn.
Dude, read what you said again. Wait, what did you say again?
Okay, hello, Alessia. It's a good evening, especially when you're around me. Giving you foot rubs when you have a long day at work.
How long have you known this woman for?
I barely know her. I just not texted her.
Okay, let me ask you a dumbass question. It's just me asking a dumb question. Why would you talk about foot rubs to a woman that you don't even know, who has morals, values, judgments, and she doesn't trust you? Why are you talking about rubbing her fucking feet?
Because when I hear you call other callers, you tell them right.
Stop. Time out. Stop.
See, why do y'all do that? Why do y'all try to plug a square into a triangle and plug a triangle into the circle slot?
So that's the problem right there, right?
Why are you cherry picking off of somebody else's situation that's not yours? Why would you do that? I mean, common sense, results, dude, do you actually think you'll get some pussy talking like you wait? Listen to how you sound, man. You're depressing me. What I'm saying is why would you cherry pick something that someone else had and think you can use that for somebody that you just fucking met? You just met her and you're talking about touching her feet and rubbing her feet? Why would you say something like that, man? Why?
Because I thought I had good results.
Because what?
Did he? Listen,
when you was coaching the other guy, I said, okay, he's doing good. He got a good reaction out of her. Let me see what I can do.
So you looked at, listen, you took what was said, tried to copy it, and then fly it to a completely different circumstance. And this is why I don't even like
to y'all. It don't make sense.
Specifically, because then everybody tries to jump in and say, oh, let me use that. Let me grab that. Let me take that. Not even realizing how crafted it may be. You don't just do a Euro step at the three-point line, do you?
Yeah, do you talk history and math class?
Do you run a Hail Mary pass on the one-yard line?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I thought it would have worked. And I found out it didn't.
Oh, my God. Bro tried the Euro step from half court.
I don't understand that. Why even try that? Why don't you just call her right now and tell her, you know, I want to take
the charges.
Yeah, drop the charges and please take off that fucking restraining order on me because I can't even go to McDonald's. You know why? I don't understand.
They won't let me near 6 feet of a high school.
Yeah, right. The little kids look at me funny now. They're like, hey, mister, it's him. Hey, man, why would
But the thing about it, I thought it was good. But to y'all, it's creepy, and maybe to her, it was creepy.
Okay, brother, listen. Everybody.
Yeah, again, you would have realized not to say that right then.
Right, everybody that's, we help.
That would have been the killer.
Yeah, everybody we're helping, they're already in the relationship or talking to the woman. You just met the woman, dog. You just met her. And you're talking about rubbing her feet? Oh, my God. She's probably locking the fucking window right now, hoping that you're not peeking through it.
I'm fucking
Why
up bad,
you know? Ew, bad. All right, let's see if we can clean. Look, just call her up and tell her I'm free Sunday. I'm free Saturday. I'd love for you to accompany me to just getting something light. Just something light. Just call her, man. Clean this shit up.
Okay.
Go ahead, click on call her. And I don't know. It might go BDD or it might be blocked right now, but let's see. Jesus Christ. 305, we got you next, man. 305 is next.
What's up?
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I was wondering, are you free Saturday?
Maybe.
Okay, good. I can see what I can do something about that. I'm gonna text you the time and everything.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
You called her back. Hold on, call back.
So you copied and pasted what we said to say to another guy. When have we ever told a guy to call a girl and say, I just wanted to tell you that I'm calling you to figure it out?
Thank you.
How sexy was that?
Thank you.
What was so sexy about saying, I'm going to call you back when I know what I want to call you about.
Ribato. Hey, man, call back, 803. We're trying to help you, man. Call back, dog. You need help, man. You got to call her back and fix that shit, dude. I mean, man, you sound like you did not. Oh, my God.
I mean, he just called her to warn her that he got plans Saturday.
I don't understand, man.
He said, hey, I might have something that's possible.
But what is this thank you? Wait, why is he saying thank you? I don't know. All right, look, the lines are open. He'll call back. If you call back, we'll help you, dog, if you call back. But you need some help, man. Fuck. Thank you. She's like, what the fuck? So, but back.
Chat, ask yourselves before and after that call, what changed in her life? What's different?
Just the time of the restraining order.
That card didn't conclude anything. That card didn't nothing. Like, that card had nothing to it. It's just in the air playing and thoughts. He just was thinking out loud just now.
But this is the thing that we're saying to you guys that would have made him a bad boy in their eye is if he was more assertive, he was able to lead her more and just tell her what it is and why I'm taking you out and all these other things. That's what makes us men bad boys, because we're very clear and concise what we're doing, because we're not going to waste our fucking time, T.
Yeah, I mean, y'all got to see the difference night and day when you have direction, in the sense of, I mean, God forbid we say the L word, leadership, in a conversation that you could have with another person. I mean, like, imagine your fucking landlord called you and said, hey, rent might be due, just send it over whenever, and we'll see what I can do. Would you ever pay your bills? Never. Why would she sit there and say to herself, well, I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to get nice and sexy Saturday. I'm looking forward to going. I can't wait. Yes.
I tell you what, T. This is why it's so difficult for so many of you guys to understand our lifestyle. And now you can see why. I mean, most of y'all don't even see that. We're not trying to even make you into bad boys. That's just something that the guys give us and something when women adore about us. But that's not what we are. What we are, we're made up of so much, and the arrogance is always there because we know what we are to them before they even meet us, T.
And again, that interaction would just be a product of what you know and you stand on going into it. So you already see that call. He just went in there and called her and said, only what? I don't even remember the call.
Yeah, I don't remember.
What he said. And he said something like, the only thing I know is Saturday.
I know he said Saturday. I know the time. Call you. Thank you. I think it was something like
that. I mean, he's like, he ain't say shit.
He ain't say shit, man. I got to be able to start saying some shit, man. But who wants to be a man? Who wants to be a man? I mean, again, it's the perception everybody has. And again, going back to the video that you sent me, Ty, if y'all saw, it was a Jordan Peterson piece that Ty sent me. But it was just disturbing how someone who you could tell he's always been a loser, because he's a very smart man, but he was bad with women. Let's just say he was bad with women. But everybody who's bad with women always gives us they think that we're actually bad people or bad boys or bad or whatever, that we wear leather jackets or something and ride motorcycles and all that other shit, man.
I don't know. Maybe we cause trouble outside.
We cause a lot of trouble, man. That's the thing. It's because of who we are, how we are to ourselves, man. Hey, guys, I want to call in. The lines are open, 563-999-3056. If you got a question, gentlemen, put a Q in there and it pertains to the show. We'll pop it in and help you. But it's...
Are we caught up on the calls?
Yeah, we're caught up on calls. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we're caught up.
I bet. Then we can jump back into the dissecting of the topic then, because just to touch on that last call.
Yeah, go ahead and touch on it. I'll be right back. Go ahead and touch on it.
All right, for sure. Looking at that person chat, just look at how when he called her, he had nothing to say. No confirmed plans, not even a confirmed time. It was no thought or it was no substance or anything put into his initiation of reaching out there. So now she answers that phone. She's on the other line. What the chat? What? She can't even say yes to anything. There's nothing for her to get on board with. There's no plans or move. There's no move. I said, if you my age and that's how we talk, you know what I'm saying, what's the move? What's the vibes? Like, what we on? He ain't give none of that. No location, no time, no even sense of desire to see her or to give her the opportunity to see him. It was just, that was just frying chicken, no seasoning, corn flake powder on the chicken. I'm in chat. That shit was so tasteless. You have to ask yourself, let's say another guy calls her and he tells her, what you doing Saturday? I want you to come with me to whatever location. Let's say you know the location. Come with me on this walk. It's a beautiful day. You already getting into the weather. It's going to be like 65. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day. We can grab some food from this spot right around the corner from the X, Y, and Z. And I want to bring you with me as I enjoy this day and blah, blah, blah. She's already like, oh, my God. She's blown away. She can't wait. She already know what kind of day she's going to experience when she goes. You already just let her know what to expect, even though you're already going to beat her expectations when she goes with you. But you're already giving her the impression of what she's signing up for. Absolutely. No, but Steve, what I just explained is like let's say the difference between had he called her and been like, what are you doing Saturday? Well, I want you to come with me. It's going to be a sunny day. You already getting into the weather, right, the sunny day.
Yes.
I have this spot they sell, blah, 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 around the corner from the trail. It's going to be sunny. We're going to get this food. And I want to bring you with me as I enjoy this day so we can spend some time together. Whatever you have said, at least to give her something to look forward to. Some substance, some fucking weight right. to what you're saying. Why would she sign up for, what are you doing Saturday? I'll tell you when and where we're going. I just wanted to bring it up.
Right. 470, we'll bring it in 1 second. I just want to say on what you're saying real quick is that, see, it's how you organize and interpret you who you are. That's all it is. It's just you organizing you and you just expressing how you are organized in certain things. Let me bring in this call. 470, what's your question, sir? How can we help you, sir? Four 470 going once. 470 going
Hello?
Twice. Four. Yes.
No, you there.
What's your question, man?
You can hear me?
Dude, what is okay, this is the fifth time I'm saying. I'm not going to do it a sixth. So go ahead. What's your question, sir?
My question is, how did you...
I'm about to hang up on you because you're laughing. You call back when you're serious. Call back when you're serious. I see, this is what I'm saying, man. Is y'all
choking up and freezing
up. Y'all acting all goofy and shit. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to learn how to talk. Y'all got to learn how to talk to other men as well as talk to women without laughing and giggling like y'all a bunch of high... Y'all like this is like junior high or like elementary.
Blushing.
Yeah, blushing and shit. Fuck is he blushing for? Mother going on his phone blushing and shit. Like, oh, my God.
Crying, cut.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, man.
Wow. So this is how it is. Dude, call back, man.
I'm trying to calm down.
Call back, man.
That was creepy.
All right, yeah, it was creepy. Call
Why,
back.
What,
you're
trying to
clean
calm
up.
Down. Why are you excited?
No, what are you excited for? Oh, it's a girl?
All right, but no, Steve, let's get back into that topic. I'm gonna take the seat of the service daughter.
You got it, man.
What's so bad about being able to paint the Mona Lisa? What's the correlation between being bad and going beyond the edge of different?
You're asking me that question?
Yep.
What's the difference between what is again?
Let's get into this topic of the correlation. Let's paint this picture because
okay.
the things we talk about in other shows,
yes.
let's make this connection between this whole bad boy persona and this whole bad boy image thing. So what's so bad about when you paint that Mona Lisa and when you take her beyond her edge and hit her at her core? What's so bad about that?
Well, it's bad because she's not used to the badness. Matter of fact, I played the audio yesterday of what bad is. I mean, well, now we can connect that, but T, you got to hear this, T. Let me find it for you. You got to hear this, T, because this is what we are. But see, when you're bad to yourself, you can be bad with women, right? And this guy, this is just because he got a bid. He got some coaching from me, learned his bid, and he followed through on what I was showing him. And what I was showing was so great, T. The woman herself was blown away by him. You got to hear this shit.
Let's see.
All right, let's peep this out. Listen.
Oh, you a smooth talker, huh?
How do we start right there? Wait, he already said
there you
that.
Go.
I already start right there. Okay, here goes, here goes.
That is really nice. So yeah, we can meet up for coffee, tea. Yeah, ice cream is always good. So that would be nice. You do look familiar. Okay, so we probably just passed each other or been in the same type of environment. Which is good because I try to keep myself in good company. So that's pretty good. But you're something different already because I never had anyone talk to me like that in my inbox. So I'm already excited to get to know you. It's some layers to pull back, so I can't always.
All right, stop right there. You see what I'm saying, though?
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful. That's what we do.
Throwing the white towel.
Just throwing the white towel. It's already over.
Begging for mercy.
It's already over before it started, though.
Just take it easy on me. I already know you're different. The way you just did that, the judge just was amazing.
Right. As I was saying, it's not hard. This is not hard. What is hard to understand is you've got to take away the perception you think you have of a man. Because whatever you think we are, that's not it. We're not high value. We're not purpose. We're not hypergamous and all that other stuff. We're not even bad. We're bad to ourselves, but we're bad to them by how we are to ourselves when we're around them. It has nothing to do with them. They have got to accept what the fuck we are or not. T, you got it.
But then what y'all have to do is ask yourselves, what else could you be?
Well,
what else could you be?
Yeah, yeah.
Safe, perfect, normal. Shit, people going to have something to say regardless. You could be somebody's perfect norm.
Yes.
The societal perfect, just the SpongeBob SquarePants. It's all shiny and dapper uniform, perfect, and they still have something to say. Something ain't right.
Absolutely.
And then you look in their kitchen, they telling you your house dirty, but their porch ain't even clean.
Yeah.
We ain't even walk into their house yet, let alone. So you have to start to live for yourself and by yourself in your own world and standards, because what you realize is that the world is never ready for you.
Yeah.
Never will be.
Yeah, it's just so hard. It's hard for you guys to make that change. Now, 4-7, I'm going to bring you in one last time. Please be serious, man. Don't waste our time, because there are people here that actually want to learn something, okay? So what is your question, 4-7, though? What's up?
All right, so I was trying to ask you a question. How did you get so confident?
She should say free, not confident.
How did I become free?
How did you become so free?
Free.
And another question I have is, if we're not high value,
what are we? Whoa. Why are we jumping to the second question?
You're nothing. You're a loser. Okay? You're a loser. Does that make any sense? See, if somebody told you you're high value and you're actually a loser, then it's the same thing your mother told you that, you know, the world is sunshine and rainbows. You're a loser right now, and it's okay. You can become a winner. You just got to accept you lose. You're a loser. And it's not a bad thing to be a loser right now. You just got to accept it right now. Then the question is, what are you going to do about it? What, do you want me to tell you that you're high value? Is that what you want me to tell you? Caller?
I mean, I'm nice.
Wait, you're a nice loser. Nice in what?
You can't say that, though. Like,
well, I can't say that because I'm not the one asking about another man's confidence. I'm not the one asking about another man's confidence. That's what losers do. Didn't you ask about another man's confidence?
That's how you feel about yourself.
Because I'm trying to reach to that point. I'm awkward.
You're not trying to reach that point because you think you're a high-value man. Is that what the fuck you think? Because somebody on YouTube told you that? Is that what you think?
Did he call himself a high-value man or no?
I could have swore you said, wait, if I'm not a high-value man, what am I, a low-value man? That's what I call him, a loser. So you actually think you're a high-value man because someone on YouTube told you you were? Caller, are you serious? scholar. It's like Charlie Brown got rock
scholar. My intellect.
Wait, your intelligence and intellect ain't got shit to do with the game, though. Because you don't. If you had intelligence and intellect, you would know that you were a loser. You would be smart enough to know that you're a loser. But you don't have intelligence and intellect to see that you're losing right now because you believe somebody on YouTube told you that you're high value, and you actually believe that shit, Mr. Intelligence? So if I said you're pumpernickel, would you run around and say you're pumpernickel?
No.
Well, no, of course you will, because somebody told you you're high value, so why can't you run around and say I'm pumpernickel? Or banana? Or saucer?
I know
or,
my worth. I know that I'm educated.
If you
I'm
knew
nice,
your worth, that
I'm
question.
Worthy.
You're worthy of what? Being a loser? What makes you think you're a winner, sir?
I'm ambitious, like Ty. He came from the
You're country. Ambitious. Is that a rap song you're about to rap
Grind
to?
Every day.
Sir, what does your ambition got to do with who you are, man?
From the gutter.
Me trying to get out of where I am right now.
Me but wait, you got all the intellect. Why can't you? Wait. But if you have all this intellect, right, then you don't need us, apparently, do you? You're the one that's got all this intellect, right?
We like
but the intellect is about learning from others. It's the game is all
okay,
in
hey,
the mind.
Wait, but look what you learned. You thought you were a high-value man. Are you fucking serious?
All right, well, Carl, let me catch you right here. Let me tell you. No matter what I try to watch, read, study, or observe, you only change when you tell yourself who you are or you start to hold yourself accountable, give yourself your own definitions, rules, and principles. Because in your 24 hours of a day, it's not going to be that video that says that decides what you do. It's going to be you that decides what you do. But you have to have a reason for deciding what you're going to decide to do. I have not talked about the result yet, success or fail, right or wrong. I'm just saying what you choose to do.
Right
and
now,
you could have a role model, a perfect example, or whatever the case may be. But it all comes down to when you hold yourself accountable for you and your reasons and your decisions.
Does that make any sense, Mr. Intelligent?
Guess what? Let's say this. Let's say you watch a video, 10-minute video, motivational, inspirational. And then you're watching this, like, you know, people had that 3 a.m. burst of motivation, and they just work real hard. They do their 3 a.m. push-ups, and then they wake up the next morning and do the same shit that they did before, and then they're in the same place that they did before. That is because you're not holding yourself accountable. You're not telling yourself, am I a fucking loser or a man or a woman of my definition of whatever woman is? Am I going to get up and be the winner that I know I am and decide that I am, or I'm going to sit on my ass and complain and cry? It's that simple. But guess what? Based on what you choose, all your actions and decisions are adding up one way or another. They're going somewhere.
Right, and they're holding him back because he thinks he's smarter than he actually is by telling him the lies that you're living. Why are you lying to yourself like that, sir?
Let me tell you something real quick.
Sir, why are you lying to yourself?
How am I lying to myself?
If you were intelligent, why would you sit there and say you're a high-value man when that shit's a made-up word by an individual that used to teach guys how to fucking wear clothes? So how can you have this intelligence and say that you're a high-value man and say that you're smart when you got that bullshit off of the internet? Tell me. I'm listening. See, you can't even answer the question. Well, look at your intelligence. There goes your intelligence. Because if you actually were real about it, you would be able to answer the question. But now you know I'm stomping your ass because I'm showing you what you are. You're getting stomped right now. You're not as intelligent. How old are you, 18 years old? How old are you, man? Hello? Last time I asked you before I hit up on your ass, how old are you, man? How old are you?
All I'm saying is I'm smart.
Right,
I'm going
to ask you one last time. How old are you? How old are you, surface dweller? How old are you? If you don't give me a number, I'm hanging up. I'm not wasting my time with you weak motherfuckers. So how old are you? All right, bye. Fuck off. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. This is why they will eat most of you guys up.
Oh, he's so ashamed of his age.
Yeah, this is why they will eat you guys up. I'm telling you. What they don't tell you, they're so busy talking about us being bad boys, y'all don't know about the bad girls that eat you guys up for lunch. They don't play. I am telling all, and I'm not trying to scare you. There's no boogeyman or nothing like that. I'm telling you that these women, you better hope these women say no to you. Because if they say yes to you in the condition that you're in right now, oh, you're food. You're fucked.
She'll be making you buy her own.
Yes.
Expensive dates.
Jesus Christ, man.
You'll be on your eighth date thinking that's what you need to do to fuck. And the whole time she knows that you're doing what you think you need to do to fuck. So she can bait you even harder and get even further.
Yeah. Y'all are not high value anything. I don't know. See, let me explain something. Men don't go around saying I'm high value, man. I don't understand that. That's okay. Women talk like that. I'm pretty. And they go around doing that stuff. 754, I'll bring you 1 second. Men don't talk that way. And that's why I was trying to get that so-called intelligent fool to look at something. He didn't want to look at it, man. Eric Cole 754, what's your question?
Steve, even when they say that, this is the part that shocks me.
Yeah.
He's high value. He's this, he's that. That title is only a product of who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we treating it as if it's the other way around? Oh, he's high value. Oh, check.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know, no, I'm just saying that the value that they see is how we move. They
it's a product of who he is.
Yep,
he may go in a room.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He may go in a room and everybody's smiling and laughing and enjoying themselves. Or own five businesses and, you know, all his employees and his managers, they have a good relationship with him. Or it'd be a great family man and run a great, but that's all a product of who he is.
Yes.
And I think that what I would believe that, let's say Kevin Samuels, you know, was doing his business or whatever, and he's seeing and observing that women are responding to this type of man and, you know, how he dresses, how he keeps himself clean, how he stays neat, smells good, has money, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm realizing that title or materialistic stuff at the forefront of that man's identity, they're only following that because they know that he is the type of man who can have that kind of stuff. He's the type of man who makes decisions and actions and has the responsibility to have this level of success. And I think that the misconception is that, well, I want to be high value. Well, I want to attribute myself to that. And you're not realizing in doing so, you already were what you needed to be.
Right, but how can one be high value when you're scared of women? How can one be high value when you can't even talk to a woman? How can you be high value when you can't even lead yourself or lead a woman? So do you actually think you're high value? No, it's the lies you tell yourself. But the woman, when she meets you, she's going to realize that you're weak as fuck because you're going off and you're living off of a term versus what you should be living off, and that's yourself, Ty.
It's real life.
Yeah, so
I'm ready for next call.
No, you good. Yeah, call it. Y'all call in 563-999-3056. 6 minutes left in the calls. Y'all can call in. If you got a question, put a Q there. You got you covered, but this is what we're just trying to say. The thing is, y'all don't understand what – see, look, nobody – none of you guys will ever understand what the fuck we are until you join us. Until when you cross that street, you'll understand. But until then, we are going to be assholes, jerks, cocky, conceited, narcissistic, egotistical, all that shit. And make up all the words you want. Hell, you can just make up colors if you want to. but we're not defined by what you think. Fuck what you think. And that's the thing they don't understand. What you think is none of my motherfucking business, man.
And the harder that you guys hold on to that is actually the deeper the sword gets into the wound. Because let's say we change your environment. We change your circumstance. We change your situation. Are you any more or less of the man you are? And if the answer is yes, then you were never the man you thought you were.
There you go. There you go. That's so true. And that's what we're trying to show all of you guys out here, that everybody's going to try to define us, but we're not defined.
Well, see, you know the perfect example of that is?
What's up, brother?
Let's say we messing with 10 girls at once.
Yes, sir.
Or let's say we messing with zero. A woman would still sit there and be like, oh, you have hoes, or you have other women,
that's
don't you? Or
yes.
You still have, whether we have 10 or zero.
Yep, absolutely. Think we're lying. I ain't got nobody. No, yeah. Why are you lying to me?
So it doesn't even matter.
Yep. Doesn't even matter. That's our plight. We can't, hey, even when we tell them we ain't got nothing, they think we got something. And regardless, that's the part of the thing. Even if they know we have something, they're still down. They're still down. Whereas you don't have anything, and they don't want you. Isn't that kind of funny? See, they want what other women want. They don't want you single motherfuckers, man. They want it, man. They have something, man.
On the ball.
That's how we say it, y'all guys. Y'all got a question, guys? We have 4 minutes left in the show if y'all want to call in. There's 4 minutes left, 563-999-3056. And if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We're just trying to show y'all, man, the game that we're showing you guys, and always, we always show you on these stations, is that there's more that you got to work on than you can imagine. It's not just a pick up and play or hat or coat. Y'all got to learn game.
I took this comment because he said, you know, women fantasize about money. They work like us. They're obsessed with looks just like us. If this is how she thinks and operates when she meets me, her whole world is going to be thrown upside down.
Yeah, but what you mean us, though? Russ, Russ, I got a fade for that shit. Listen, I don't fantasize about money. I fantasize about me. Listen. Money is something outside of me. I don't fantasize about it. I go get money, yes, but I don't fantasize it. But one thing you young men should be obsessed with is the fact that, listen to what you're saying, Russ. You're saying they fantasize about the money and they work like us. Yeah, they fantasize about the money because what is the average guy doing? Y'all are leading with your fucking wallet. So why shouldn't they be all about the money or fantasize about it? Because most of you guys lead with your wallets. You want to sit around and flash your clothes, your cars. You want to flash that you have your own business and all this other stuff. This is why it just doesn't work. It doesn't work because we don't fantasize about money. Money will come. Money won't come. But money doesn't define me. I keep telling y'all, y'all will not understand until y'all realize we define ourselves. Ty, you got it, brother.
I mean, I don't know how, as a species, we got so comfortable founding ourselves in things that we made up. You know what I'm saying? Even the even the idea of time. Time is literally made up.
Yeah.
Might look in the sky and see a star that's such and such billion years old. But you feel this sense of rush, urgency. I'm running out of time. I don't have enough money. I'm not tall enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. I think y'all should take a look at how, like, I think that people just need to be taken out of their own world for a second. I think that could be the most freeing thing that not just with women, but with life can do for you, because you may see a remote civilization. Everybody in that village is under 5'6", has the same amount of money, eats probably twice a week. And you don't even know shit like that can exist on society in us as humans, because you were taught that we were supposed to eat 3 meals a day. We were supposed to be, I need to be 6'3 in order to have her child. I need to be, or for her to have my child. I need to be 10,000 pounds. I need to be able to bench 500. They ain't even have a bench press back in the day. So where is these new norms and standards in cars? Just imagine. I don't even know what year cars came out, but just imagine that what you're using to get a woman you wouldn't even have had 500, 600 years ago. Now, what somebody can easily say is, well, it's not 500, 600 years. It's 22, and this is what we use, and this is what we do. That's what you signed up for and submitted to as a school of thought. I need the chain, the money, the followers, the clout, the height, the shoes. And guess what? You'll have it all and still feel like you need something else because you're trying to be enough. And you don't even realize that.
Yep. Have no idea what is going on. But we know, and let me say this to you. And we got two calls. We're bringing two last calls in. We got two calls. 714, hang up on us because we're not talking to you. Remember, we're not talking to you. You got creepy, so just hang up. We know you're there. We recognize you. Hang up the phone up. 803, we'll bring you in 1 second. I'll answer this question. Is compassion the only... Brother, let me tell you something about me. I have enough compassion not to give a fuck what the other people think. Let me tell you about that compassion shit. Take that compassion shit and blow that shit up. I'm only speaking for me. I have a conquering mentality. That means either you're riding with me or get the fuck out of my way. Period. That's rule number one. And rule number two, see rule number one. There is no compassion. You got to earn that with my motherfucking ass. And you don't get that because you have fat ass and titties. The problem is you don't know what a leader is. And you're looking at mom and thinking compassion is something that it's not. But T, what say you before you bring in 803?
Yeah, dudes got to realize that compassion is in the feminine energy and passion is in the masculine.
Yes.
So you're talking about this compassion and this characteristic in leadership. Well, you ask a question, it makes me want to ask another question. Why is that a part of your definition as a leader? I'm not saying there's nothing wrong, right, perfect, bad, good, or anything about it. But this is where you have to ask yourself, why would you ask me how to be a leader for you? You'll forever be following me. And I don't want followers. I don't call community followers, fans, or nothing like that. It's the dojo, the ninjas. We all are our own people, we're individuals. We just under the same cause, death before dishonor. And you have to realize that, bro. Why would you even want to ask somebody a question like this?
That's just sad. That's sad. All right, well, let me, 803, your last call, man, the trucker, man. Are you ready to call that chick back and fix this shit?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, dude, can you take the stick out of your ass and relax? Why are you so nervous?
I'm live in front of everybody. I'm trying to be perfect on this person.
And,
you know,
no, and you listen. Fuck everybody, perfect. Man. Come on.
What
man.
Is perfect? Yo, you either learn or you win.
Yes.
All right.
Jacob Torres, get coaching. And you'll learn. Get some coaching and you'll find out. You'll find out. All right, now, are you ready to call this woman?
Yes.
All right, write this down. You got a pen and paper?
Yes.
All right, when are you free? No, not you don't write that. When are you free? I'm asking you. When are you free?
You better write that down.
No, I just say, when are you free first? When are you free?
I would say... May the 20th.
Motherfuckers, wait a second, man.
The 20th of May?
Wait, stop, dog. Stop, man. Stop. Dude, come on, man. Can you stop? When are you free this weekend?
Do you know what today is?
Dude, when are you going to be free this weekend, dog? What day are you free this weekend?
Oh, shit. It's Thursday. Fuck. I won't be able to come close to that side.
Wait, stop. God damn it. Stop. What are you doing Saturday and Sunday that you're so fucking busy?
I'll be heading to Colorado.
All right, you going to Colorado. She's from your hometown, right?
In Georgia. Yes, close to Georgia.
She's in Georgia. You're going to Colorado, right? When are you going to come? When are you coming back from Colorado? When are you coming back from Colorado?
That will be about Wednesday.
Is that the 20th?
No.
That was
not.
Wednesday is Wednesday.
Date and everything. I'm not. That's just crazy. I'm not even fucking. That's the problem right there. I don't fucking.
Let me look at this fucking calendar shit. I'm gonna look at this calendar shit. All right, Friday the 6th?
Yes.
Are you coming in town on the 6th? When are you coming back in town?
On the 6th.
Are you sure?
I'll try to make it there, yes.
All right, let her know I'm going to be out of town and I won't be back until the 6th. Write this down.
Okay.
Say, I'm out of town. Say, what's up? This is what you're going to tell her. You know, I'm out of town.
I'm going out of town,
I'm going out of town to Colorado. I won't be back till the 6th. That's why I ask y'all to type shit, because y'all write so slow. Goddamn. Okay. So next thing I want you to say is I know this great place that we can sit and have ice cream together. I know this great ice cream parlor called Taekwondo's, but don't say that. Say, I know this great place that I'm going to take you for ice cream.
For ice cream.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's sum this. And if you're on your best behavior.
Yes. On.
Uh-huh. I'll let you know. Dude, are you slow writing or something, dog?
I can't write that fast. But I'm finished with that.
All right. I'll let you know if the ice cream tastes better.
Okay.
Tastes better off of your lips versus a spoon.
Off your lips, correct?
Versus the spoon, man.
Versus the spoon.
Three words.
Okay.
Now, can you call her and read that, please?
Yeah, I bet.
He's like them Fred Flintstone shit. Ting, 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 ting. Ting, 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 ting.
Call over there breathing out of his mouth.
Yeah, I know, man. For real. Relax. I'm gonna hang up on. What? Guys, when you call somebody, you merge the fucking call. All right, Ty, let's wrap this up.
Disappointing, man.
Yeah, let's take it around home. Yeah, they ain't
disappointing.
Yeah, man, this is crazy, man. What a shame.
Got the script and everything just to do nothing.
Just to do nothing. Just to sit there and do nothing. Had opportunity.
It's a damn shame, man.
Yes. All right, Ty, anything? What's your last thoughts on what we're talking about as far as the bad boy, brother?
Just to wrap it up, man, listen, your journey into the sub doesn't start until you start to define who you are.
Yep.
You'll never win by using someone else's